first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
Well, service bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing. But to the place of your own pronoun, straight down rock and roll away. We'll be right back.
Dobro Dojli. It's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And you can also hear us on the internet because we're streaming worldwide at our website, www.wrir.org. So just click on the stream button there and listen on your computer or listen over the airwaves at 97.3 FM here in Richmond. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center welcomes author and humorist Garrison Keillor to the Landmark Theater on January 18th. Prepare for a rollicking evening of fun and laughter with Robin and Linda Williams and Keillor's comic homespun narratives. For more information, please call 804-262-8100 or visit www.ticketmaster.com. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And this week on Global Agogo, we've got a very special program to start the new year, so bon année. Bon année to you all. And particularly, I want to say Happy New Year to four record labels whose material we're going to be featuring on this week's show. If you listen to this program regularly, you know that I love to play old recordings of popular music from Africa from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Needless to say, none of this material was available in the U.S. Well, not none of it. Almost none of it was available in the U.S. When it was released. There have been a number of record labels that are doing yeoman's work of finding these old recordings, finding the masters or original vinyl in a lot of cases, reissuing them to the Western audience who are, you know, for a lot of us hearing this stuff for the very first time, putting together notes so that we understand what it is, also making sure that the artists are getting paid for these reissues, which is an important part of the process. And many of these labels are really like one-man operations. I'm going to highlight four of them on this week's show and play some of my favorite tracks from their releases. The labels we're going to be highlighting are Analog Africa Records out of Germany, Oriki Music from France, the Ethiopiques series, very well known actually, probably the best known stuff that I'll be playing on this show, which is on Buddha Music, and that's compiled by a fellow named Francis Falsetto, who is also from France, and finally Soundway Records out of the UK. So that's what we've got on the agenda for today. Check the website. I've got some really good background material on there, interviews with some of these label heads. When you're a one-man operation, you're the head and you're the tail at the same time. And some really interesting interviews up there and a cool video as well. So check that all out, WRIR.org. But right now, let's play some music from Analog Africa Records. This is a one-man operation of a fellow named Sami Ben Redjep, who's a native of Tunisia, now lives in Germany. And the first music of African music that he really got obsessed with was from Rhodesia and now Zimbabwe. So let's get started with this great band that he introduced me and a lot of other people to, the Green Arrows from Harare, Zimbabwe. This song is called Bambo Makwatila from 1975. Check it out.
Kati pali mau, 고치다 속감 받고 말해 나 보내게 가지 마마 모아 고치다 속감 받고 말해 나 무시해
My name is Thomas Mafumo, and you are listening to Richmond Independent Radio. I am from Zimbabwe, and my music is called Chimringa Music. It's the voice of the voiceless. Well, I'm happy to be talking to you anyway. I just want to send a message to the rest of the world and say maybe one day the world is going to be a free place, and everybody is going to get their freedom.
I'm just a moon.
That's a very, very young Thomas Mapfumo with his band from the early 1970s called the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band. That song is called Mwamai Daranaye. And that's from an Analog Africa release called Take One. It's the only release of the Thomas Mapfumo's Hallelujah Chicken Run Band that is available in the West, and that is due to us there because of the great work of Sammy Benrejef, who is the proprietor of Analog Africa Records. Also, that first record, The Green Arrows, we heard Bamba Makwatila from the CD that's called Four Track Recording Session. It's a song from 1975. And these Analog Africa packages come with lots of great documentation, liner notes, really great vintage photographs. And they've mastered the stuff to sound, you know, pretty good and a lot better probably than a lot of the original releases sounded on their own. And it's just a great project that he's doing. This fellow, Sammy Benrejef, was born in Tunisia, lives now in Germany, and he's a scuba diver. And he got interested in African music because he taught a diving class in Senegal. And he heard all of this great music there, and that really turned him on. In fact, he took a job in Senegal as a DJ in a hotel, and that got him involved with chasing down recordings, and that was basically the start of this Analog Africa Records project. What he's been working on most recently has been Zimbabwe now. He's been working on stuff in West Africa, and he put out two records this year, and they're both great, and two of my favorite records of reissues of 2008. We're going to hear from both of them here in this next part of the set. African Scream Contest first, which is a bunch of really, really obscure bands from Benin and Togo from the 1970s. A lot of these records, they probably didn't make more than 100 or a few hundred copies of any of these singles that these bands put out. After that, we're going to hear from a band who has been released on other labels, but he's got some material here that nobody has put out in the West yet, and lots of it. So there's going to be some more issues coming out from this band, Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou from Benin. The album that he put out in 08 is called The Vodoun Effect, and we're going to hear a track from that as well. And the more you hear Orchestra Polyrhythmo, the more you realize that they're on a par with some of the great, really famous African bands from the 1970s, groups like Orchestra Baobab and the Rail Band, who you're going to be hearing later on in the show as well. And it's a treat to get to hear the whole range of music that a band like that put together during the prime of their career. Anyway, let's play some more music here from Analog Africa Records. It goes without saying that all of the stuff that I'm playing in this set and on the whole show, I highly recommend for people who are interested in collecting recordings from this great era of African recorded music, basically the era of independence, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. All right, Les Volcans de la Capitale, also from Benin, and this song is called Oya Ka Jojo from African Scream Contest.
Esa es la trompeta. edide.
Oya ka jojo.
Ijo o, ijo o edide.
Oya ka jojo.
Onti me, boroda me, ewarado.
Oya ka jojo.
Sista me, ore re mi shele jo.
Oya ka jojo.
Oya o, oya o edide.
Oya ka jojo.
Ijo o, ijo o edide.
Oya ka jojo.
Oya o, oya o.
Oya ka jojo,
onti mi, boroda mi, shelejo.
Oya ka jojo,
molejo, ewajo, molejo, shelejo, ojo de.
Oya ka jojo,
ijo o, ijo o, edide.
Oya ka jojo.
Jojo,
oya ka jojo,
onti me, boroda me, ewajo,
oya ka jojo,
sista me, ore re mi shele jo,
oya ka jojo,
oya o, oya o, edide,
oya ka jojo,
Ijo kijo edide
Oya kajojo
WRIR listeners and supporters donated over $21,000 during our fall fund drive. 300 people called, went online, or stopped by the studio. 100 people gave for the first time. Because of you, WRIR continues to air news, views, and music not found anywhere on the FM dial. Your donation shows you believe Richmond needs an independent community radio station. Our 170 volunteers want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, you know me, play me the Mimbo Josiki don mumini no po Mimbo Jotakwa Hoto mumini plemide Pepe mide ma pio rai rai ho Pepe mide Mimbo Jotakwa Hoto mumini no po Mimbo Johai Rai do mumini plemide Mimbo Johai Rai do Mi bojo tagba kudo, mi bojo rani rani do. Mi bojo rai rai do numini no
manira ni do. Mi bojo takwa hudo. Mi bojo hanira ni do. Mi bojo hanira ni do.
That's a band that can really rock. Orchestra Polirythmo de Cote Nou in Benin. A super versatile band, equally at home playing funk, salsa, high life, pretty much anything that was in style in the 70s in West Africa. They could play it and play it really well. From the album The Vodun Effect on Analog Africa Records, we heard Mini Nankpo. Before that, Le Volcan de la Capitale, also from Benin, from Analog Africa's release African Scream Contest, Oya Ka Jojo. I don't know if I pointed this out, but both of those CDs come with fabulous booklets. I think it's like a 44-page booklet for the Vodun Effect. And one of the downsides of getting promo copies, which we have been getting from Analog Africa, so we want to thank them for that, is they can't afford to send out the whole package for promos, you know. So that means I have to go out and buy them so that I can get the pictures and all of the liner notes and stuff like that, which is very cool. But that's a fair enough deal. And, I mean, this is one of the areas in which these the major record companies have completely dropped the ball, completely lost sight of the target or whatever metaphor you want to use. I mean, if you want people to buy CDs, I know everybody's complaining about how bad the that business is. Well, you know, you got to make something that people want to actually own. You know, and so you got to make an object that's worth having, or else, you know, why not just have digital files that you can get for, you know, a quarter of the price? And that's one of the things these smaller labels are doing, is they're giving people a reason to actually own the package, because there's scholarship in there and research and great photographs and great writing to go along with the really interesting music as well. Analog Africa Records out of Germany. They have four records out. You just heard one song from all four of their records. By the way, if you want to check out Sammy's blog, I've got a link to it up on our website right now, www.wrir.org. Just go to the top story on the page, which is for Global Agogo. Just click Read More, and there's a lot more information below the fold there about that label and all the others that we're featuring on this special edition of Global Agogo here today on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. By the way, the phone number in the studio, 804-649-9737, if you'd like to give me a call. And I want to remind you that this show will be available as a podcast sometime this weekend. And all of my shows are available as podcasts. All of that is at www.globalagogo.com. You've got a complete track list for all shows and show descriptions, links to where you can download the shows, and literally there are years of programs for you to listen to. You can set it up as a podcast so that it gets automatically delivered to you as well. And all of that, again, is available at my website, www.globalagogo.com. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes Cirque Elwaz back to Richmond on January 27th and 28th. At the crossroads where acrobatic theater, modern circus, and performance come together, Nebbia combines theatrics, rhythm, acrobatic skills, circus acts, and poetry. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. I also want to tell you about Opening Doors, Contemporary African-American Surgeons. This traveling exhibition celebrates the contributions that African-American academic surgeons have made to medicine and medical education. Opening Doors tells the stories of four contemporary pioneer African-American surgeons and educators who believed in continuing the journey of excellence through the education and mentoring of young African-Americans pursuing medical careers. This exhibit is on view at the Tompkins McCall Library Special Collections and Archives Reading Room, which is located on the MCV campus at 509 North 12th Street in downtown Richmond. This exhibit is free and open to the public. For more information, click www.library.vcu.edu. And in our second set today on Global Agogo, we're going to be focusing in on Oriki Music's music. It's a label out of France. It's run by a fellow named Greg Villanova. He's got a MySpace page. I think this is so small, he doesn't even have a website for this. And he's put out, I believe, 5 records so far. Greg is, I don't know that much about him. I guess this is probably the most obscure of all the labels that I'll be doing on these 2 weeks. I do know that he's a DJ, and he probably makes a good portion of his living from doing that. He's got these, I believe, 5 records that he's put out so far of vintage West African material from the 1970s. And, well, let's just get started. We'll play some, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about it on my next break. We're going to start with this record just blew me away when it came out. I think it was the first one that he did. This is from an artist named Moussa Doumbia, quite obscure singer from Mali who did all of his recording in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. This is a song from 1979 called Black and White. The album is called Kelea on Oriki Music. And like all of the stuff that I'm playing today, this stuff is definitely available to U.S. Music listeners and buyers. It is not like totally obscure. Local record stores can will have, you know, occasionally will have some of these items in stock. They certainly know where to get them. And of course, with the magic of the internet, these things are very easy to track down for a U.S. purchase. So Kelea by Moussa Doumbia. Let's hear Black and White. Check this out. I got a black and white girl.
dice.
J'ai une femme noire et blanche. Sometimes she's black, sometimes she's white. Sometimes she's black, sometimes she's white. Ce n'est pas noir, en même temps blanc. Ce n'est pas noir, en même temps blanc. C'est toujours noir, ou bien c'est blanc. I got a black and white girl.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
Why did you get
Here's some music from Amadou Balake. He's a great West African singer who's born in Burkina Faso. Is best known now as one of the singers in the band Africando. But like so many West African musicians, he is flexible in terms of style. And there you heard him playing something much more from a singing something from much more from a funk vein. That song is called Wayas Yele Ke Yele, and it's on a record from released by Oriki Music out of France. That's called Senor Eclectico. Gives you an idea of the wide variety of music of Amadou Balake's that Greg Villanova unearthed and put out on his label Oriki Music. It came out in 2008, and it's an excellent, excellent compilation. Before that, Moussa Doumbia from Kelea. We heard Black and White from 1979. And there's a few really good quotes from Greg Villanova included in the article that I've got linked to on our website, which is www.wrir.org under Global Agogo's story, and just click Read More. And the very first link that's up there is to an article from the Chicago Reader about 6 months ago that is was really kind of the inspiration for me to do this show. He's got interviews with partial interviews with three of the four labels heads that I'm featuring today, and definitely worth reading if you're interested in the kind of music that I'm playing and the background to it. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the toast of Richmond. And you can also hear this show in Halifax, Nova Scotia, 88.1 FM CKDU there in Halifax. So hello to all our listeners up there as well, and to everybody that's going to be listening to this as a podcast once that comes out later this weekend, and that's at www.globalagogo.com. Now let's play some more music from Greg Villanova's Oriki Music label. These next two recordings are bands whose music is widely available in the West and pretty popular as African music goes. Orchestra Baobab from Senegal and the Super Rail Band from Mali. So if you're going to put out records by artists like that, there's got to be something new or unique to it, because otherwise, I mean, there's already plenty of stuff out there. And both of these are great compilations that really highlight different aspects of the band's sounds than what we're getting on other more well-known and supported with deeper pockets releases. From Orchestra Baobab, the record is called A Night at Club Baobab. It's not actually a live record. It's selections from a bunch of studio records that they did in the mid-1970s. And one of the things that you hear is more of the funk side of Orchestra Baobab, whose style is, you know, kind of classically the salsa Senegalese, the music that's popular among people from Senegal who are in their, you know, 40s, 50s, and even 60s. And so this is a little bit different sound for them. Likewise, for the track that we're going to play an excerpt from the Super Rail Band, this is from their brief 2-year stay in Côte d'Ivoire. And it was just when Djelimadi Tunkara, the guitar player, took over musical direction of the band. And they make some really cool use of electric organ in here. And it sounds totally not like any of the other Super Rail Band recordings that I've heard. In fact, it's my favorite Super Rail Band recording. And I do have a bunch of them myself. We're going to hear Nama from Alo Bamako on Oriki Music. But before that, Kellen Atilen, a song that is really unlike anything else in Orchestra Baobab's catalog, from the album A Night at Club Baobab. Right now, check it out here on Global Agogo. That was a great guitar solo by one of the greatest guitar players ever in Africa. Jelimati Tunkara, still going strong. and his band, the Super Rail Band International. And this recording called Alo Bamako, for me, this captures the great improvisational abilities of this band in a way that really none of the other rail band recordings that I have do it as well as this one does. And it's one of the things that you immediately get when you see these guys play live. And it doesn't come across on their records the same way, just like it doesn't for a lot of other bands. So this is really a great addition to the discography of the rail band. This song is called Nama. Again, the album Alo Bamako on Oriki Music Records, out of France, run by Greg Villanova. Before that, we heard from a Night at Club Baobab, Orchestra Baobab, from the mid-1970s, and their psychedelic rock-inspired song, Kelen Ati Len. Definitely a departure for them from their classic, sweet salsa Senegalese sound. And you're listening to this special edition of Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, radio for the rest of us. And we're also streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. You can find my track list at the website as well, and links to lots of other, what I think is really interesting information about the four record labels that all specialize in older African recordings, and more about the fellows that run them, interviews and websites, MySpace pages, etc. All of that at www.wrir.org. And at this point, I would like to let you know that WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, also Blundstones and TUK footwear. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348 for Exile. And in our third set here on Global Agogo, we are going to turn to the Buddha Musique label, and specifically to their Ethiopique series, which was created and run and is still run by a fellow named Francis Falsetto, who is from France. He got obsessed with Ethiopian music when he first heard Mahmoud Ahmed, and I guess the first Ethiopian pop music record ever released in Europe, Ere Mela Mela by Mahmoud Ahmed, came out originally in Europe in 1986, was later reissued as part of the Ethiopique series, and we're going to hear a song from that later on. And but we're going to get started with the very first record that Francis put out in the Ethiopique series, and we certainly would not have known that this project would go on for over 10 years. He's up to 25 or 26 recordings now. All of this material that was impossible to get in the West, or maybe just very difficult at the worst. And it was a real revelation to many listeners, myself included, when this record came out in 1997. I remember hearing this the first time at the home of my friend Eric Norbaum, who I hope is listening, and he had gotten a copy of it, and he was like, man, this stuff is great. Do you know anything about Ethiopian music? And all of us looked at each other and said, nope, don't know anything about that at all. So that was our introduction to Ethiopique's One Golden Years of Modern Ethiopian Music. We're going to hear a track from that by Mulukin Melese and the Equators Band. This song is called Ete Endenesh Gedawo, which translates to, How Are You, My Killer?
And then I'll get down. Get it,
peluche a Nelson, bel peluche a Nelson, bel peluche a Nelson. En di hay de le muy llegna, mi moque saumo, na de moque adai. Gadai, na tolo, gadai. Gadai, na tolo, gadai. Gadai tolo, na, leve na na na. Jegna un tolona, gobe salana, ne far tolona, gobe salona, genda. Na demo gelele na demo ke dai na ci so va bene bene scere ke dai na ci so va bene bene scere yes it's in jagna na te e mate scere na demo ke dai. Jan Ferry Trelat, get them on the front. Jack now Tolona, the Bartolona, get
Hello. to me ne sau ka sau ma ha ne ainak zinzimta ne bilani ma taratu አፍሬቸው ለናገረ ይብራራነ ኩትለቱ የመኖር ትርጉሞች ማወጽለሚሹ የሰንከና ጭጋገ ይከበበ ግርጎሹ ለሐሰት ያደረ ጊዜያ ቁረቁዛል የእውነት ምሶሶ መቼ ነቃነቃል ምርቱ የነጠረ ግርዱ ሲንገዋል አለው ፍጹምነት ሰው ከሰው መካከል በመክሳት በመርጠም በማጠር በውፍረት በቅጥነት ወይንም በመክበር አይበቃም መታወቅ ለብሶ በመሽቀርቀር መሻሻሉን አውቆ ሰው ራሱን ይፍጠር ያደረ ጊዜያ ቆረቆዛል የእውነት ምሶሶ መቼ ነቃነቃል ምርቱ የነጠረ ግርዱ ሲንገዋል አለው ፍጹምነት ሰው ከሰው
I have the habit of making rounds every morning when I went on duty. I walked in.
Starting January 6th, WRIR will be replacing Radio Lab with World Vision Report every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right after Tell Me More. That's World Vision Report right here on 97.3 LPFM and on the web at WRIR.org starting January 6th, 2009.
Kimojino's typing is a slow process, but I remind myself that he's a park ranger, not a speaker.
And that's a song that you may recognize from the movie Broken Flowers by Jim Jarmusch from 2005. That song is played about a half a dozen times in that movie. And that movie introduced thousands of people to Ethiopian music, and specifically the Ethio jazz of Mulatu Astake, who is the artist on that song. It's called Yakermo Seo, which means a wise man, and it's from Ethiopique's 4, Ethio Jazz and Musique Instrumentale on the Buddha Musique label, released as part of the Ethiopique series by Francis Falsetto. And that's probably Francis's biggest selling record ever, thanks to Jim Jarmusch. Speaking of whom, there is a video on our website that's posted right now, www.wrir.org, under Global Agogo, of Jim Jarmusch talking about the movie Broken Flowers, and playing behind him as he speaks is that song. That's why I put it up there on the website for you to check out. And Jim Jarmusch had a copy of Ethiopique's 4 as well, and that's why he wanted to put that song into his movie, and certainly helped spur even more interest in the U.S. and Western Europe about this Ethiopian music, of which Francis Falsetto is the great now chronicler of it. 25 or so records now out in the Ethiopique series and still going, and still plenty of music to come. And he's really inspired some of these artists to come out of semi-retirement, come and tour in the West and all kinds of things, but basically due to his efforts. What a great project the Ethiopique series is. Before that, we heard from a man who's considered by many Ethiopians to be the voice, the singer of Ethiopia, Tilahun Gesese, accompanied by the Police Orchestra. We heard Yonet Mesoso Mech Yenekanakal. I got almost all the way through that. Yenekanakal, which means the pillar of truth is unshakable. And that's on Ethiopique's 3. And we started off the set with Mulukuin Melese and How Are You, My Killer from Ethiopique's 1. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Tower of Low Power. By the way, if you would like to drop me a note, my email address is as follows, globalagogoradio@gmail.com. So I'd love to hear from you there. And we're featuring labels that have reissued great music from Africa that we probably wouldn't have heard otherwise. And as I've been putting together this project, I've been reminded that what these guys are doing is somewhat like what Harry Smith did with American, I don't want to say folk music, really American popular music, you know, taking the stuff. In Harry Smith's case, he took recordings that were made basically before the Great Depression, so the late 20s, the early 30s, the first years of commercial recording industry in the United States. This stuff had been completely forgotten in our rush to, quote, modernize, unquote. Even by the 1950s, when he put out his compilation, the stuff was completely forgotten, and people treated it as though it were folk music. It's not. It's popular music of a different period and a different place, same as this African music is. And it takes someone who wants to track down the original recordings. In our rush to move forward in our culture, we forget all of the stuff that we've already done and have already accomplished. And so people like Francis Falsetto, Greg Villanova, Sammy Benrejep, and in the next set, Miles Claret of Soundway Records. These are the Harry Smiths of the African music world. They're going out and digging out all of these great recordings that most of us never heard, and we're all in a rush to hear the next big thing. We should listen to the stuff that came before it that was that's so compelling, and only got a couple of hundred copies of it made. All right. Well, anyway, with that having been said, let's listen to Mahmoud Ahmed, the record that actually got Francis Falsetto to start his label. He eventually put this out, the whole record, all intact, as Ethiopique 7, Eri Mela Mela. We'll hear the title track. It means I'm looking for a solution, from Mahmoud Ahmed and the Ibex Band out of Ethiopia, right here on Global Agogo. Yeah,
la me la, ere me la, indo me la me la, ere me la, al fele que fekere canchinela, indo me la me la, ere me la, indo me la me la, ere me la, al fele que fekere canchinela, etere ni lo nyale, ere me la, se voy sai que bache u. Eremila, kifte bota eleme. Eremila, melesh negere acheu. Eremila, tensera fte shibete. Eremila, baimero egwana. Eremila, anchini tadrike. Eremila, lekebe lengena. Eremila, no me la vera. Eremila, no me la vera. Al fele que fekere cancinera, le peke le peskare, eremila, basavte genaitu, eremila, sekela gela derku, eremila, yanchi benitentu, eremila, tehela e belani, eremila, aitemen musica, eremila, desta e ancineshi, eremila, terenda hutbeka, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, alfele que fekere cancinera, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, alfele que fekere cancinera. Alfelege fekere kanchinela, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, alfelege fekere kanchinela, yihaki mochbizate, eremila, mene maredanye, eremila, beshita yanchineshi, eremila, dekerbati genye, era baby tema, eremila, mena menun bellahu, eremila, te gabian chigara, eremila, mehonun mechatahu, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, alfele que fekere canchinela, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, alfele que fekere canchinela.
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM radio, and we are radio for the rest of us. I'm David Noyes of Ambiance Congo. Every other Sunday, Fred Ambiso and I and live in your afternoon with 2 hours of great Congolese music, 2 hours of contemporary and classic cuts from Kinshasa, Brazzaville, Paris, and beyond. Join our international audience every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. for Ambiance Congo, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, in the USA. ¶¶
Yes, there he is, the James Brown of Ethiopia, Alemayehu Eshete. The Tachin Tegudahu, Alone and Unhappy. And that was originally recorded in 1971, is available to us because of the great works of Francis Falsetto and the Ethiopeaks series on Ethiopeaks 8, Swinging Addis, or the counterpart to Swing in London. On the Buddha Music label. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And don't forget, we've got lots of great music here all weekend. This is a first show of our all-music weekend schedule, which is what it always is every week, every year. Hey, it's our fourth year. Happy birthday to us. And Christian will be in after me at 7 o'clock with This Modern Beat. And Fontaine will be here with What the Fontaine at 9. And then Midnight Solstice with Andrew Felty and his new partner on the air, DJ Perry, who is a great addition to the station from 11 till 1. And The Professor with The Other Side of Metal at 1. Dave the DJ with The All-Nighter at 3. And check our schedule at WRIR.org for all of the great music programs all weekend and on the nights, on weekdays as well. And then all of our great news, talk, and public affairs programming, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR. WRIR. We want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center presents an evening with Stephen Sondheim, hosted by columnist Frank Rich, on February 2nd. Spend an evening with a living legend, the man responsible for hits like West Side Story, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Gypsy. For more details, please call 804-262-8100 or visit online at www.ticketmaster for that show by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the Richmond Landmark Theater. Also, Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School is coming to Richmond. Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School is a little Brooklyn drawing club that has become an international community. Dr. Sketchy's is a drawing session for artists where models are costumed performers, like burlesque dancers and puppeteers. Now, Dr. Sketchy's is coming to Gallery 5 on January 14th from 6 until 9 p.m. For information and fee, see www.drsketchys.com. That's drsketchys.com or www.gallery5.com. Use the numeral 5 in that one. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Okay, we got one more set to go, and we're going to feature the music of Soundway Records out of the UK. This is a project that was created by Miles Claré, who is a pretty active club DJ based in Brighton, I believe. And he got obsessed with African music, and specifically the music of Ghana, on his a trip that he took to Ghana in, I believe it was 1997. And 5 years later, the result was this record, which is just an absolutely groundbreaking look at funk and soul-influenced music out of Ghana from the 1970s, including this song, which had never been released in Ghana, never mind in the West. This has never been released in Ghana. Check this out. This is a fabulous song. This is like a crate digger's dream to find something this good, and it's completely unreleased. And it so inspired him, you know, that the whole label has started up after it. This is Oscar Sully and the Uhuru Dance Band from Ghana, Buka Mashi, from the very first record on Soundway Records, Ghana Sounds, came out in 2002. Check it out.
da me mele sale
Kuko mashi
Eh, kimashi
Eh, kimashi no Ya
no go eh
Kuko mashi
Eh,
kimashi
Eh,
kimashi no
Ya no go eh
Kuko mashi
Eh,
kimashi
Eh,
kimashi no
Inche kwadu
Kuko mashi
Eh,
kimashi
Eh,
kimashi no
Inye kwako
Kuko mashi
Ta te te lu
Kimashi no
Na shika
Kuko mashi
Eh,
kimashi
We
Kimashi no
Wa adame na Bango ba, bango ba
Kimashi no
Wana no no kwa No kwa no bango na
Kuko
mashi Kuko mashi
out the Rainbow Minute, the show about gay and lesbian heroes, history, and culture. You'll hear about gays and lesbians who've made the world a better place, and those who've made tremendous sacrifices in the fight for equality. The show is aired weekdays at 9:04 a.m. and 4:29 p.m., as well as during these music programs: The British Breakfast, Louisiana Dance Hall, A Party of One, The Lotus Land Show, Mercury Falls, and Future Perfect. It's all right here on WRIR, radio for the rest of us.
wole go 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 da. Agriculture must come back. That's why I talk about. Hit it, man.
That's some music from Nigeria from the folks at Soundway Records. Dr. Victor Olaya's International All-Stars, Ome Le Bele. And that is from the CD called Afro Baby, which is the second thing that they ever put out on Soundways. And it's the record that almost put them out of business because they lost their distributor after the records had been, CDs had been pressed. And, it took them quite a while to financially get back to a point where they could start putting out more releases. But they survived that and really thrived because Soundways put out so much good material in 2008 that I'd have to say that Soundway Records was the label of the year in world music in 2008. Anyway, before we get to that, I want to remind you that we started off that set with Oscar Sully and the Uhuru Dance Band and Buka Mashi from the first Ghana Sounds compilation, which was Soundway's record number one. There is a Ghana Sounds Volume 2, which is also great, that I highly recommend. And, you know, on the business side of these labels, I've been stressing that these are mostly like one-person operations, although now at Soundway, they've gotten to a point where they've got a second guy. His name is Hugo Mendez, who is out researching and putting out CDs on Soundway of Latin material. He did a great set a couple of years ago of music from Panama, and then last year excellent set of recordings from the Discos Fuentes label in Colombia that's simply called Colombia, the Sound of Discos Fuentes. And those are also excellent compilations, and so you really got two researchers now working at Soundway, which makes it like a veritable conglomerate compared to, say, Oriki Music or Analog Africa that we heard in the first hour of the show. But the point that I wanted to make about business is that these things are totally shoestring operations, labors of love for the people who run them. And so buy these records, folks. If you like this music, and you're not going to be disappointed by the packages either. I mean, there's such great material in there, the photographs, the liner notes, the discographic information. If any of that stuff turns you on, they really have it in spades. And just much more interesting product than what you get out of mainstream commercial record labels. So that's my commercial for Soundway, Buddha Musique, Ethiopiques, Oriki Music, Analog Africa. And hope you've enjoyed the music on the show today. And we're going to do part two of this next week. We're going to feature four more labels. So tune in, find out who they are, and you'll hear more great African music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s that's been dug up by people who really just love that kind of music. All right, well, we're going to finish off with two songs from Soundway's 2008 releases. Like I said, they had a great year. We're going to finish up with Sir Victor Uwaifo from Nigeria and something from his CD, Guitar Boy Superstar. We're going to hear Kiri Kisi from that. We'll end the show with Take Your Soul by the Sahara All-Stars, also from Nigeria, and that is from Soundwave's release called the Nigeria Disco Funk Special. And hope you guys enjoyed the show and tune back in next week for part two of this series. And until then, a tout à l'heure.